In most towns in Newfoundland and Labrador, you don't have to look very far to see a plastic bag, but you won't find any in Cutrick. Last month, a small town banned the bag.
They're a mess in the environment.
They're
the biggest problem we have down at the landfill site. They blow outside of the fencing and they get snarled up in the trees, and they're basically all over town in the ditches. So we just decided that it was time to get rid of them for environmental reasons.
The provincial capital could learn a thing or two from Cartwright. St. John's Deputy Mayor Sheila O'Leary has lobbied for years to ban the bag. Last year, council passed a law to do just that. Now it's up to the province to make it law.
Absolutely. So municipalities, so all of the different cities, City of St. John's has supported the municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador resolution, as have many other towns and cities right across the province have further supported the MNL resolution to enact this ban. And we have a very active committee that's continuing to lobby the provincial government. But the bottom line is that the ask has to go directly to the MHA, Eddie Joyce, who is the Minister of Environment and Municipal Affairs. He needs to hear loud and clear from the public that this is something that we want to see happen. It's environmentally responsible. It would be wonderful to see the provincial government take leadership on this.
Yeah.
And it's inevitable is the reality of it. We know it's coming. So why not step up and be leaders?
It may be easier to ban the bag in a small town like Cartwright, but it's a learning curve to get used to. Even the mayor's having trouble with the change.
Personally, I find it, a bit of a nuisance when I go to the store and forget my bag, but it's a learning curve. I was actually, the first time I successfully went to a grocery store and remembered my bag was yesterday. So it's taken me a month to go and not have to carry everything out in my arms.
If you want to ban the bag in your community, contact your local MHA. This is Tyler Mugford from Kicker News, signing off.